Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Sunday, March 31st. For the first time in over two decades, Lamborghini has updated its unmistakable logo as it prepares for an electric future. The refresh comes as Lamborghini plans to electrify its entire lineup by the end of the year. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to be seeing only fully electric Lamborghinis after this year. The transformation, which is focused on sustainability and decarbonization, started with the Revuelto plug-in hybrid last year, and now the brand will accelerate the shift in 2024 by launching the first hybrid Urus SUV and Hurricane PHEV. We actually won't see Lamborghini's first fully electric vehicle until 2028, which is when we'll be seeing the Lanzador concept that was previewed last August. The high-riding GT combines the versatility of a daily driver while preserving the performance of a Lambo. Lamborghini designed the interior to make you feel like you're in a cockpit, with bucket seats, a sports steering wheel, and dual digital screens. Tesla appears to be making significant progress in its Cybertruck production ramp, but it's coming at a cost. The automaker is about to finish its first full quarter of Cybertruck production, and it's been making some great progress. From the looks of it, Tesla is getting closer to producing 1,000 Cybertrucks per week, which would be an impressive ramp for the first quarter of production. However, Tesla is having issues with its early Cybertruck units, which is not something completely unusual for a new vehicle program. Recently, there has been at least two Cybertruck buyers who had complete vehicle failures in their first week of ownership, and both of them had the rear motor fail. Even the Cybertruck that MKBHD reviewed had a significant door gap defect, which CEO Elon Musk confirmed was a known issue and responded by telling everyone that it wasn't actually a door fit issue, but instead a door striker that was loosened due to insufficient torque. He then said it's a simple 5-minute fix and service. For better or for worse, Tesla moves a lot faster than any other automaker, and on the one hand, it enables it to bring vehicle programs to production a lot faster and bring changes to its vehicles faster. However, it does mean that things like we're seeing now with the Cybertruck can happen. In Vietnam, a new company, Datbike, is using the batteries from electric scooters to provide backup electricity. This is becoming useful for the smaller cities where power outages are quite frequent. Typically, the larger businesses have a generator on hand to keep things running when the power goes out, but a lot of the smaller shops don't have the resources for that. Out of necessity, an active community of e-scooter users are offering a mobile solution with their batteries that they carry around on their bikes. Essentially, what they're doing is using the 5-kilowatt battery that comes with their e-scooter with a 1 or 2 kilowatt inverter to have a 220 volt power supply. With the full battery, these inverters are enough to power appliances like fridges for small convenience stores for like 3-4 hours. Nissan and Mitsubishi are joining forces to catch up as the US market transitions to EVs. They're going to be jointly developing an electric pickup for the US market. Nissan, once seen as an EV leader with the launch of the Leaf in 2010, took over a decade to release its second global EV, the Ariya. Now it looks to make up for lost time. North America is now seen as a priority as they look to revamp sales. The model will likely arrive in the US as an electric version of Nissan's best-selling pickup, the Frontier. Nissan's new ARC business plan aims to drive costs down and compete with Chinese EV makers and Tesla. This includes enabling the EV transition with partnerships and differentiated products. By the time it releases, the electric Nissan/Mitsubishi pickup will already be way behind. The electric truck market is already gaining a lot of competition, with the Tesla Cybertruck and Chevy Silverado EV joining Ford's F-150 Lightning and the Rivian R1T. BYD is now set to begin production at its new EV plant in Thailand as it looks to accelerate overseas sales. BYD was Thailand's best-selling EV maker last year. The fully electric BYD Auto 3 SUV was the top-selling electric model with over 19,200 units delivered. People were lining up to purchase the car after hitting its 10,000 sales goal in just 42 days. Once up and running, BYD's new plant in Thailand is expected to build 150,000 EVs a year. The automaker solidified its commitment to the region as Thailand works towards its goal of having 30% of vehicles manufactured in the country to be electric. After beginning production at its Uzbekistan plant in January, BYD is building new facilities in Hungary and Brazil as it expands the brand overseas. Japanese automakers like Toyota have long dominated the Thai auto market, Now, their sales are down 24% as EV makers like BYD continue stealing market share. ICE production fell 95% year over year, while EV production skyrocketed 9,214%. BYD looks to take advantage of the nation's transition to EVs with a full lineup of domestically built models. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned the prospect of Tesla licensing their FSD to other automakers one day. Now, this sounds like an interesting idea. If Tesla ends up having the most advanced FSD, this route would make a lot of sense. Of course, given that the other licensing automakers had vehicles with similar hardware capabilities that could properly run their system. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.